Yeah. Well, I think the first thing is to understand that nonprofits can play a number of different roles here. I think that there's, you know, the obvious one is that impact investing could be a source of financial support, and we've talked about that. So I think that that nonprofits need to look internally at their capital needs and their desires to expand or scale or innovate, and the kind of capital and they may need to do that, and then, you know, go talk to an impact investor about it. So I think that's the first thing. It's an opportunity for nonprofit organizations to access more capital. I also think it's an opportunity for, you know, nonprofit organizations to deepen their relationships with their funders and with their partners. I think that, you know, there are some nonprofits that are kind of anxious about impact investing, and there's a sense that is this a sort of it's a dichotomy. Either we do investment, either a funder provides us with investment capital, they provide us with grants, and if they provide us with one, they can't provide us with the other. And so there has been some resistance to impact investing within the nonprofit community. I think the reality is that impact investing just drives home themes that were really developing anyway around sustainability and scale. And I think that that's a good conversation to have, you know, with funders, regardless of whether you're seeking grant capital or investment capital. I think a general awareness of what impact investing means, what it means to the funders and their interest in providing that kind of capital to their grantees, is important. And so I think it's an opportunity to really broaden and deepen the conversation with existing funders and partners. So I think that that's something that all nonprofits should be aware of, what this means and how this trend is likely influencing the way that particularly foundations are seeing the world. I think there's also a new set of collaborators in the market as a result of this. I think that, again, what impact investing has done is it's demonstrated again, and people are probably thinking this has been demonstrated for decades, and we just need to figure out how to do it, but it's demonstrated that the biggest impacts and the most successful interventions happen when the public sector and the private sector and business and finance and nonprofits and philanthropy, you know, work together. And so I think that there is there's an opportunity here for nonprofits to find new partners in the market and to work towards the same outcomes with a new set of actors who are committed to those alongside them. I think that there's probably more willingness on the part of business and finance professionals to take an interest in the impacts that nonprofits are seeking and how they're doing that. So I think impact investing has raised the awareness of what, you know, many nonprofits are doing in a very enterprising kind of way. So there's a new opportunity to engage the community as board members, as donors. And ultimately, I think that impact investing provides a source of creative ideas. So, you know, social impact bonds and are something that have piqued the curiosity of a lot of investors. And so I think that, you know, looking at how that could be applicable and whether there's a business and enterprising approach that could be harnessed by a nonprofit is something that should be considered also. So a range of ways that nonprofits can really take advantage of the opportunity.